This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1434. Does absence make the heart grow fonder? Find out today.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, you get five of the most common proverbs that native speakers use in conversation. We'll reflect on what they mean and why they could help you create a robust English conversation with a native speaker. Listen in today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing good. I'm excited to be in September. I'm so excited about everything we're doing this fall. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh, my gosh. There's so much fun stuff coming up. Guys, just wait for it. So, Lindsay, sometimes we talk about sayings on the show, or we used to do quotes, things like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel like this is really important to do is focus on certain ideas in language, certain proverbs that we're going to discuss today and really think about them and talk them through.
Yes.
And I think that that is an important thing to do. It kind of expands your mind and it's good for conversations as well. So what we're going to be doing today for our listeners. We are going to be talking about these proverbs, these lessons, right? These idiomatic lessons and giving our opinions on them and how they can be used. So because our listeners may hear them out and about and wonder what they mean and like I said, they can also be good for starting conversations, people really having these deeper conversations about their lives. So this is going to be a helpful episode in many ways today.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, this is, you know, the meta language, right? It's the ability to have a conversation about language kind of and about life. And that's what you guys want to do at your level. You want to be ready for these more interesting, you know, coffee shop conversations, I guess. So let's get into it, Michelle. What are we doing here?
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So guys, also, if you want to listen to another episode on Proverbs, you can head over to IELTS Energy, which is episode 399, four perfect IELTS Proverbs. So that could be a good one to listen to as well.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, remember, we do an entire podcast on the IELTS exam, and we have 14 years of examiner experience over there to show you how to pass IELTS. Go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Okay.
Okay,
so let's get into it, Michelle. What are these proverbs for today?
All right. So, okay, this one makes me sad, but this is a useful one. So this is all good things must come to an end.
Yes. And this is, you know, this is a concept that, you know, in my study of Buddhism and meditation, it's the concept of impermanence.
Yeah.
One of the laws of life that is so hard for us as people, I think, but is so true. And it's never not true.
Yeah, definitely. I know. This one kind of makes me feel a little bit melancholy. I mean, when do you think people might say this? Like, in what context?
I mean, I think so when something great has ended, you know, the end of camp, maybe the summertime, definitely the end of the summer. I mean, I remember that's such a melancholy time as a kid, right? Yeah. The end of August, early September, you're like, oh, my freedom's gone. I have to go back to school. Yeah. The end of a vacation. A lot of people might say this. You got the Sunday night. What is it?
Sunday night or blues. Or that, oh, yeah. Sunday scaries.
Sunday scaries. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I hope to never get those ever in my life. One of my life goals is to never have a job where I have that, right? To always make sure that like I'm doing something with my life where I'm not dreading Monday morning. I'm actually looking forward to some extent to Monday morning.
Right.
Side point anyways.
But yeah, I think that that's what it makes me think of. The ends of camp, vacation, summer, things like that. I mean, so I would actually say this in a conversation. I mean, it's not, these proverbs aren't things that are just like written down. Like a lot of these are really used in conversations and everybody can identify with them. So for example, Lindsay, if I said to you, I can't believe vacation is already over.
Mm-hmm. I know, but all good things must come to an end.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that, I mean, that would be a really natural conversation point. And it also connected us, right? Because we have to acknowledge that we kind of feel the same thing and that like everybody shares this idea.
Yeah. But I think on a philosophical level, I mean, I would change that to all things come to an end. So good and bad. And
that's
so,
true.
You know, that kind of gets more to the impermanence idea that I was mentioning earlier, like on the philosophical level, just contemplating life is, you know, if you're in a bad moment in your life right now, maybe you are. Maybe you don't have a job now because of the pandemic. That is going to come to an end. And when you're in a good moment in life, we also want to understand that's also going to come to an end. So it's kind of like a good life philosophy. So we don't grab onto anything. You know, we know that everything's going to end eventually, good or bad. And that's kind of a freeing thought, I think.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, that is important to think about, that it's not just the good things. So it's not so depressing because all the bad things also end, and that's good too. So I don't know that there's a song lyric that I know that goes along with this idea, but I can't think of it right now, but another time I'll share it. But yeah, it's definitely a freeing way of thinking about things.
Definitely. And I love the next one.
Because all right, this one is a I love this one too. Lindsay, what is it?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Okay.
Well, this goes back to the tortoise and the hare, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah. That's what I think that comes from that.
What is that, Michelle? Just to let our listeners know in case they're not familiar.
It's kind of a story where a tortoise, a turtle, and the hare, a rabbit, are in a race. And I think the hare is so much faster and the tortoise is so slow. Turtles are slow. And so it seems like the turtle is going to lose, but then the rabbit, I guess, gets tired, right? And the turtle...
And he kind of like goofs off, I think. He kind of goes around, does something else instead of staying in the race. He says, I can win no matter what.
Right. Right, exactly. And so, but the turtle actually wins. So this is either, who knows which came first, the phrase or the story, but yeah, slow and steady wins the race. I mean, Lindsay, do you agree with this, or is there a time that you can think of in your life where you've kind of dealt with this phrase?
I mean, kind of my whole life is about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Because I don't really believe in quick wins or like, you know, overnight success. I think it's about what you do every day. It's about your habits. Mm. And physically speaking, I'm also one of the slower runners that I've ever known. but I revel in the idea or the experience of completing a 10K or completing a 5K and never being in the front, but you know, you just get a sense of satisfaction out of completing it. So totally identify. Do you identify with this, Michelle?
Yeah, I do. Although I think that I need to think about this more in my daily life. I think this also says something about our culture is like, we want this immediate satisfaction. We want everything right away. And it can sometimes just be way too much. And, you know, sometimes like, I mean, I guess this makes me think of my never ending wish to work out a lot, because sometimes I think, oh, like I just need to like get really good at one thing, like right away or just all the time. And it's like, maybe instead I need to just start slower And sure. maybe even instead of putting so much pressure on myself, like I'm going to do every day, like say like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to start out like exercise even just once a week, just something. So I think I definitely need to take a lesson from this proverb.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Really yeah. good stuff. So important. So important. Okay, yeah. these are good. So what's the next one, Michelle?
Guys, make sure that you don't miss a single episode of All Ears English. Hit subscribe now on your podcast player or wherever you listen to the show. And thanks for listening to All Ears English.
Well, just real quick. So, I mean, to use it in a conversation. So somebody might, you know, express that someone should slow down. So I might say mm-hmm. to you, Lindsay, like, I have to keep going. No breaks.
And you Whoa, could say, take a breath. Take a breath, Michelle. You need a break. Slow and steady wins the race. Don't forget.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Should we do another one?
Okay. So this one's good. Talking about love and romance, yeah. right? So very common in our culture. Yeah. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Do you think it's true?
Do I think it's true? I guess so, but I think that the better way is to just be fond and to find that special relationship where like you don't feel that way. What do you think?
Totally agree. I think that's what I've learned over the years of dating and that kind of thing is when you kind of when you find the real thing, it's not about that. It's not about that infatuation of being away from the person makes you like them more. Right. It's more like you just love the person and that's it, whether they're here or there. I mean, certainly you need to be together, I think, to build a strong relationship. Yeah. But I don't know if I think this quote is deceiving and it kind of leads people in the wrong direction.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I wasn't thinking about this when I planned the episode, but it's so true. I mean, well, it makes me think of honestly, like the pandemic and being home and you know, I felt so fortunate that I was living with someone who I still live with, but who is not home anymore. That like, I never felt like sick of Dan or anything. Oh, yeah. Don't let him know that. But like, no, you know, it wasn't like, oh my God, we're spending too much time together. And I feel lucky in that way. So in that way, like, yeah, then when he went back to work, yeah, certainly like it was, you know, missed him and everything, but it didn't make me grow fonder. It's like, I was already there.
Yeah. I love that. That's so good. That's how you know it's the real thing.
Yeah. I mean, but people might also use this like in before a long trip, like where they won't see a loved one. So like in a way, it's almost like motivating. It's like if you're sad that you're not going to see that person, saying something like this can be comforting in a way.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear people say this all the time. So again, guys, you're getting these because these are quotes that we really do use. There are some proverbs out there in the world we don't use in conversation, but these are ones that we use. So, yeah, you could hear someone say this when they say goodbye.
Right. Yeah. So and it doesn't have to be romantic. I mean, I think it can be any relationship where you care about it. So, for example, like, Lindsay, could you start us off on, we'll do a little role play with this?
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to miss my coworkers so much. We get along so well.
Yeah, but you'll be back in a few weeks. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, you could say that in a silly way about your coworkers, about some kind of non-romantic relationship. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah. So it can be used in many different ways. But yeah, like I said, I really like talking about this topic because it helps us dissect these lessons that are, it's like, I think most people take them to be true. But then when you really talk about them, you could be like, well, wait a second. I don't know if I agree with that part. And so that's why it's also a really great conversation topic.
Yeah, I mean this. Yeah, so there's a number of ways you can use today's episode, guys. Why don't we do a couple more? I think we have some time, Michelle. We have a few minutes.
I think this one is maybe my favorite. I don't know what that says about me, but only for one specific reason. But it's keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I feel like we've talked about this briefly on the show, but Lindsay, what does this mean?
So this means that, well, in terms of your enemies, like maybe we could talk about in the business world, your competitors. Like you want to know what they're doing in a way so that you you can compete, or you don't want to copy them, but you want to understand what they're getting into so that you know what they're offering the same market. Right?
Yes. I mean, for me, this makes me think of of politics, actually, not to always bring it back to this, but it makes me think of cable news, and how, you know, it's famous in that we have like kind of different stations, different channels, and it really reflects maybe a certain political ideology. And there are people who I know that don't watch, you know, certain channels because they don't like that and they don't want to hear that. But I watch all the channels. Because of this quote, because keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Not that the other channel is my enemy per se, but it's the idea of like, I want to know, like, I think it's smart to know what the other side is thinking.
For sure. Completely. Yeah. And that's so true. So that applies in politics for sure.
Yeah.
Applies in business. Yeah. What about in the social world? Does this apply for you or is it just
Me? No. That's not why I said I liked it. But no, it's just for that specific news reason, because I like, I find myself saying this all the time when it's like, oh, but I watched that channel because, you know, whatever. Yeah. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. It doesn't apply to me for that. Although I guess in one area it might apply is like when I think of social media, sometimes people like don't follow or they defriend people that they don't get along with or maybe it's like a really big deal to defriend people on Facebook if they don't follow your politics. I mean, it does go back to politics again.
Yeah.
So like sometimes it can be tempting, like if you see somebody posting things that you don't like, it can be tempting to be like, you know what, I don't even want to look at it anymore. But I just, again, it depends on what you mean by the word enemy. It's not necessarily enemy, but it's somebody who has a different
rivals,
right, who has a different thought process than you. And like, you could just be like, I don't want to hear that. Or you could be like, you know what, it's a good thing for me to understand. And even if I don't agree, to keep an eye on this person.
Oh, completely. I mean, if you think about, you know, campaign managers, campaigns must be studying the other side, because otherwise, how do they beat them? Like, how do they want to beat them at their own game, understand the arguments and the perspective so they can actually, so they're not just talking in two totally different echo chambers. If they want to convert voters over to their side, they have to speak in that language in some way. So good stuff. Applies to politics and business mostly.
Yeah.
It's the hard stuff in life, Michelle, the hard stuff in life.
It's so true. Should we do one more or should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do one more real quick, because I like this one. It's interesting. Yeah.
Okay. All right. The next one is ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I do in some way kind of agree with this, because I feel like when you know more, it can be more of a burden in life. But on the other hand, I think the richest of life is knowing a lot, having a depth of understanding of things. Yeah. So it's almost easier if you know less. But if you know more, I feel like it's richer.
Right. That's true. So you have to decide. You can either have like a really broad, rich set of knowledge, or, you know, it's up to you. I mean, and it could change depending on what are you learning or not learning. Or knowing.
Yeah, for sure. I also think about this in terms of life experiences. Like if you grow up in a town and you kind of, the expectation is that you'll stay there, marry someone you dated in high school, have kids at, you know, at 20, and just kind of not imagine anything bigger. Maybe you are really happy because that's all there is, right? And that's fine. Yeah. Some people take that path, but other people have these huge visions to move around the world and who knows what they want to do. Maybe that's harder in some ways because you're always seeing the gap of where you are to where you want to be. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. Lindsay, you're giving me so much to think about today. guys, I think that like we said, that's the point of the episode, is that to have these discussions, to really discuss these lessons that are so ingrained in our culture and in our language, and to be like, okay, well, what do you actually think about them? Don't just take them as, you know, to be true, everything to be true or for your situation. So that's why we wanted to do this today, guys. We are giving you the language, number one. We're giving you like when it's used, like how it's talked about, and our opinions on it. And these will lead you to greater, more in-depth conversations in English.
Definitely, guys. So use these to make comments on what someone has said and use them to explore, to voice your opinion. I mean, it's interesting, you know, part of connection is, again, saying what you think. What are your life experiences? You want to be interesting when you speak and have those connections. So go for it. You know, reflect on what these mean to you.
Definitely. Cool. Definitely. We should do another episode one day where we like give the situation and then like match. Yeah. What would we say? Like kind of flip it, you know, like it's almost like a quiz in a way.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but that would be fun. So, but guys, yeah, this was a really, really fun episode. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for talking these through with me.
Yeah. Good stuff, Michelle. I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.